International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 3. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about in all of Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 16:18-19. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of the heavens. The Lord told Peter that he would build his church upon the revelation of Christ, which Peter had received from the Father. Immediately after this the Lord said to Peter, I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of the heavens. To produce the church and to build up the church, we need the kingdom. The kingdom actually is the reality of the church. John the Baptist, Jesus, and the 12 apostles initiated the New Testament gospel by telling people that the kingdom had drawn near. This meant that the time had come for God to come to dispense himself as life to people. The gospel brings God as life, and life is a kingdom. The kingdom is the realm of life for life to move, to work, to rule, and to govern so that life may accomplish its purpose. The gospel brings in the divine life, and the divine life has its realm for it to move, to work, to rule, and to govern so that this life may accomplish its purpose. This is the kingdom, and this divine life with its realm produces the church. Today's reading. According to the New Testament, the church is intimately related to the kingdom. In Matthew 16 the words the kingdom of the heavens in verse 19 are interchangeably used for the word church in verse 18. This is a strong proof that the genuine church is the kingdom of the heavens in this age. This is confirmed by Romans 14:17, which refers to the proper church life. Therefore, the church today is the kingdom. Although the church and the kingdom are interrelated, there is nonetheless a difference between them. Because any kind of life is a kingdom, the kingdom is the life itself. For example, the animal life is the animal kingdom, and the human life is the human kingdom. In the same principle, the life of God is the kingdom of God. The church, however, is not the life, nor is the life the church. Rather, the church is the product of life. The divine life is the kingdom, and this life produces the church. Where the reality of the kingdom is lacking, there the building of the church will be lacking. A believer who does not live in the reality of the kingdom can at best be a saved person. He cannot be built into the structure of the church. Because the kingdom is the reality of the church, according to the New Testament revelation, we cannot live the church life apart from the proper kingdom life. The gospel preached at the beginning of the New Testament concerns not salvation but the kingdom. Regeneration results in the kingdom, for regeneration issues in an entrance into the kingdom. When God regenerated us, he regenerated us into his kingdom. The reality of the kingdom of the heavens is the content of the church life. This means that without the reality of the kingdom, the church is empty. The reality of the kingdom is actually Christ himself as our life. Christ as life is the essence, the substance, for us to live a proper life so that in this life we may be built up with other believers to bring in the real church life, which is a glorious expression of Christ as the embodiment of the triune God. When Christ is expressed, the entire triune God is expressed. This expression depends on whether or not the believers live a life that is the reality of the kingdom, a reality that is fully revealed and described in chapters 5 through 7 of the Gospel of Matthew. These chapters are a complete message on the constitution of the kingdom of the heavens, and this constitution is the reality of the kingdom life. This is the end of today's morning revival.